Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
The big question, how are women doing these days in the workplace? From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The Government Accountability Office will report a survey today that says women are still having a tough time getting promoted to management positions. The GAO will bring talk about the new data at a congressional hearing this morning in Washington. Marketplace's John Dimsdale is with us live from Washington with the latest. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
What is the latest picture show?
Well, 10 years ago, 39% of managers were women, and 7 years later, there was only a 1% improvement to 40%. Now, this study does show how women get promoted in different industries, and in three industries, there are actually a higher percentage of women who are bosses than women in the rank-and-file workforce, and those are construction, public administration, and transportation.
What about salaries, John? Are women managers shrinking this pay gap that there's been?
There was some progress there. Overall, female full-time managers earn 81 cents for every dollar paid to a comparable male colleague. That's a 2 cent per dollar improvement. In some industries, women fared better than others. Government jobs, for example, women managers earn 87 cents on the dollar earned by men. But in banking, it's only 78 cents.
And does this study, John, look at why there's so much inequality in management and in pay still?
There's one telling statistic. 63% of female managers are childless compared to only 57% of males. And the more children a woman manager has, the more they fall behind the pay of their male counterparts. That seems to suggest that parenthood, having a family, falls more heavily on the careers of women.
All right. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reporting from Washington. John, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. Let's do the numbers. Markets are mixed right now. The world stocks are pretty much even. There are still worries over European banks after Moody's cut its ratings for Anglo-Irish Bank. On Wall Street yesterday, markets lost about 0.5%. The Dow was down about 48 points to close at 10,812. Drugstore Walgreen Company said today profits rose 8% in its fourth quarter on higher prescription drug sales. Toys R Us says it's going to hire 45,000 people this holiday season. That's going to double its American workforce. A lot of those jobs at hundreds of temporary stores popping up in strip malls. If you think your taxes are being misspent, you're not alone. A BBC poll asked people in 22 countries about how well their governments are tackling the big economic challenges these days. And they had pretty strong views, those people, on how wisely governments use taxpayer money. From London, the BBC's economics correspondent, Andrew Walker, reports.
Should governments spend more to stimulate their economies? Most of the 22,000 people surveyed worldwide by the BBC say yes, they should. But in some countries which have had stimulus programs, the US, France and Germany, a clear majority of people are against any further such government action. Americans are more in line with the rest of the world, though, in thinking that most of the money they pay in taxes is poorly spent. Martin Kaptin works for a restaurant chain in India.
Considering that the billions that are being paid in for taxes, I wouldn't say they're being utilized effectively. The infrastructure as well as roads and police networking and emergency services, that's a disaster.
On the subject of financial regulation, most people in nearly all the 22 countries want more. But again, the US is one of the exceptions. Over half of Americans surveyed are opposed to more regulation, even though new legislation is already clamping down on Wall Street. In London, I'm the BBC's Andrew Walker for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation Defender, helping doctors, lawyers, and small business owners monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. ReputationDefender.com/market. By CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by PBS, presenting baseball, the 10th inning from Ken Burns, tonight at 8, 7 Central on most PBS stations.
It's a new age of news delivery. We know that. BlackBerry just unveiled a tablet-style device to compete with Apple's iPad. But how does the future of how we get our news factor into the environment? From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, here's Adrian Hill.
Maybe you remember the scene from the movie Minority Report. Tom Cruise's character is on the run.
He's been identified on the Metro. The train makes two stops at 20th and 33rd. Send units to each location.
On the train, another passenger is reading a newspaper. The headline flickers, changes, then flashes with breaking news of the manhunt. That, my friends, is the future of news delivery, at least according to Don Carley from the Institute for Sustainable Communication.
I think that the technologies for print and digital media are going to converge.
He says the new devices will be like science fiction come to life.
They'll be paper-like in many cases. They'll be able to be rolled up, perhaps at some point even folded. They will have wireless connections.
And he says they'll be better for the environment, less energy and resource intense than the electronic devices we use today. Other analysts guess solar-powered cell phones will provide our news, or ultra-efficient tablet devices that consumers don't have to charge all the time. Whatever the device, the way we get our news will have to incorporate things like energy efficiency and recyclability up front. But these days, news organizations and journalists are too busy worrying about their jobs to consider this future.
I think the news industry is sort of thinking the environment is sort of like a secondary priority right now. It's not right now. It's really about sort of like what is the content that we're producing and who's reading it.
Dana Chin is a professor at USC's journalism school. As she talks about the future of news, leaner, meaner, more focused on audience, it's easy to hear how it might be an environmental plus.
It'll be smaller editions. No need to waste newsprint on everything that people just, aren't reading.
More focus means fewer resources in, like paper, energy, and reporters, which makes me think it's probably time to get back to work. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
And finally, we told you at the top of the show about how women are faring at work. Well, the NFL would love to welcome more women into its fold. This league, the league kicked off a marketing campaign aimed at selling more merchandise to the ladies. Designer jeans with team logos, flip-flops, yoga mats. The NFL's even pairing up with Victoria's Secret. Says the league about its haute couture, love your team without looking like you're on the team. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.